get to those growing concerns about potential changes to superannuation. The Prime Minister won't rule out cutting tax breaks on the super of high income earners. Labor backbencher Joel Fitzgibbon is warning the government not to target anyone on incomes below $140,000. Julia Gillard has defended her government's performance at a public meeting in Perth. More than 100 people turned out for the community cabinet meeting. The Prime Minister was asked about a range of issues from the carbon tax to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. One man is dead and another has been injured in two separate shootings in Melbourne. Police found the body of a man in his 20s at a house in Thomastown in the city's north early this morning. A 37-year-old man has been arrested and is assisting police with their inquiries. A man has been injured in another shooting in the city's inner west. Firefighters in Victoria have contained two large bushfires. The 1,200-hectare blaze at Dereal, south of Ballarat, has destroyed at least one home and damaged up to 12 buildings. Four firefighters were also injured when their truck hit a tree. Banks in Cyprus are due to reopen later tonight. Authorities will limit cash withdrawals to $360 a day as part of a series of measures to try to stop a run on deposits. There'll also be a limit on the amount of money people can take out of the country.